Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tet. Mishnah says, Af bimkom she'amru lehaskir, even in places where the two opinions, the two rabbis in the previous Mishnah said that you were allowed to rent houses to idol worshippers, that was according to Rabbi Meir, anywhere outside of Eretz Israel, including Syria, and according to Rabbi Yoseh, even in Eretz Israel, you were allowed to rent a house to an Oved Kochavim. So when they allowed that renting to an idol worshiper, lo lebedira amru, mipineshu machris letocho avodah zarah. We didn't say that you were allowed to rent them a house where they would be able to live, because if they were able to live there, then a idol worshiper brings into his house, he brings idols into his house that he rents, and that house really belongs to a Jew. And that's a prohibition. You're not allowed to have an idol brought into your house. Shine'emad, milot tavit to'eva el betecha. Like the Pasuk tells us, you're not allowed to bring an abomination, that's talking about an idol, into your house. So when we said that you're allowed to rent houses to an idol worshiper, we didn't talk about living there, but what we really meant is using it for storage purposes, where if people are using it for storage, they're not going to bring an idol in with them. Now that we brought that up, we'll bring up a similar issue. On Shabbat, a person who is profit-sharing with an idol worshiper is allowed to have the non-Jew work, even on Shabbat, and they'll share the profits, because it's known that it's be'arisut, it's known that there's a partnership going on between them. But in certain types of businesses where it's obvious that there's no partnership between the goy and the Jew, but the goy is paid a certain salary, and that salary is the same no matter what profit is made, that would be an issue for a Jew to hire that goy on Shabbat, because it's known, it's very obvious that the Jew is the one making the profits and that the goy is working for the Jew on Shabbat. So if a Jew rented even a bathhouse to an idol worshiper, he rented the whole thing to him, technically the idol worshiper is not working for him. It's his own place, he rented it, and he's doing what he wants with it. So therefore this prohibition wouldn't apply. But the rabbis said anyway, you're not allowed to rent a bathhouse to an idol worshiper. In all situations, whether you're in Israel or elsewhere, there's nothing to do with the location. You're not allowed to rent a bathhouse to an idol worshiper. Because the bathhouse is called by the owner's name, by the Jewish owner's name. Even if he rented it out, people are going to know it as this person's bathhouse. And they're talking about the owner, the Jew. So when an idol worshiper is watering or heating up water on Shabbat, people are not going to think that he rented the bathhouse, even though he really did. They're going to think the way a bathhouse works, there's no arisut, there's no partnership. The way it's working, if the Jew is the owner and the non-Jew here is working for him. So they're going to think that the goy is doing work for the Jew on Shabbat, and that would be a halachic violation. And even though it's not true, because the goy rented the whole bathhouse, the Jew was just collecting his rent. That's still a problem because of the Manitayin issue of how it usually works. There's no concept of partnership when it comes to a bathhouse, so therefore people could make the assumption that the goy is working for the Jew, and therefore we say you're not even allowed to rent the bathhouse to a goy in all situations because of how it would look.